Actions for Originality. If you want to encourage originality, here are some actions you can take. The first group of actions is for anyone who wants to develop new ideas. The next group is for leaders. And the final group is for parents and teachers. Actions for everyone. A. Getting original ideas. 1. Question the default. You don't have to accept the way things are. Remember that the default is decided by people and it can be changed. 2. Have three times as many ideas. The best way to originality is to have more ideas. 3. Learn something new. Start painting or playing the piano, like the Nobel Prize-winning scientists. Or try a different job that needs different skills. Or work in a foreign country, like the fashion designers. 4. Procrastinate. When you're trying to find new ideas, stop before you have finished and do something different. You will probably have different and better ideas when you start again. 5. Get feedback from the people you work with. You can't judge your own ideas well, and managers are often too tough as critics. B. Making original ideas heard. 6. Balance your risks. If you are going to take a risk in one area, keep other areas of your life safe. 7. Find reasons for not supporting your ideas. Be like Rufus Griscom. Make a list of the biggest problems with your ideas and ask others to add to it. Looking at what is wrong can show what is right. 8. Repeat your ideas. People like ideas more if they have heard them 10 to 20 times. It's better if the ideas are short and repeated over a number of days, mixed with other ideas. 9. Speak to a different audience. Instead of trying to find friendly people who like your ideas, look for difficult people who will be critics of them. Your best supporters are people who are tough and have solved problems like yours. 10. Control the heat. If your ideas are extreme and people think they are dangerous, find ways of making them easier for other people to accept. Think about a goal that people already believe in. C. Managing emotions. 11. Think about progress. When you want to take action, think about the progress you still need to make. You'll find the energy to get there. When you feel less sure, think of the progress you have already made. You can't give up now. 12. Don't try to calm down. If you're nervous, it's hard to relax. Turn your worries into a strong positive emotion, like excitement. Think about why you are taking action and how things can be improved. 13. Think about who has been hurt, not who has hurt them. Instead of punishing the person who has done wrong, think about the person who has been harmed. It will turn your anger in a positive direction. 14. Realise you are not alone. Having just one person who shares your ideas can be a big help. Find that person and begin to work together. 15. If you don't take action, things won't change. If you are not happy with something, only walking away or speaking up can help. Speaking up may be best if you have a chance of being listened to. If not, it may be better to leave. Leader actions. A. Getting original ideas. 1. Have a competition for new ideas. Allowing people to give you ideas any time doesn't help when everybody is busy. Ask for ideas to help with a single problem or need. Give employees 3 weeks to develop ideas and then have them judge one another's ideas. The winners get money and people to make the idea really work. 2. Imagine that you are the enemy. Get people to work quickly by using the kill the company idea from Chapter 8. Ask the group to spend an hour thinking of how to put the company out of business. Then discuss how to defend the company from these dangers. 3. Ask people from different parts of the company to give you ideas. At DreamWorks Animation, even people in the accounts and law departments are invited to give ideas for movies. This makes work more interesting for employees as well as producing more ideas. 4. Have an opposite day. Divide people into groups and ask each group to find an idea that most people think is true or something that most people believe. Then each group asks the question, when is the opposite true? And finds ideas to support the opposite. 5. Don't allow the words like, love and hate. At the company dosomething.org, leader Nancy Lublin doesn't allow employees to use the words like, love and hate. These words make it too easy to give a quick answer without thinking. Instead, employees must explain their thoughts. This encourages people to have new ideas rather than just rejecting those they don't like. B. Building cultures of originality. 6. Hire people on what they can bring to the company. When leaders hire people because they fit the company culture, they hire people who think the same. Before interviews, think about the kinds of people you need but don't have in your company. Then try to find people like that in the interviews. 7. Give new employees an entry interview. Don't wait until employees leave. Ask new employees for ideas when they start working in the company. Ask them why they decided to work for you and what will encourage them to stay. 8. Ask for problems, not answers. Don't ask people to hurry to find answers. As at Bridgewater, keep a list of problems that employees can add to. Meet monthly to look at the problems on the list and decide which problems are really important and need to be solved. 9. Find people who disagree. It's useful to listen to opposite opinions, even if they are wrong. Look out for people who can argue against new ideas and listen to those people. 10. Invite employees to be critics. Encourage employees to be your critics. This will allow employees to speak more openly, and it will allow for better ideas to become available. Parent and teacher actions. 1. Ask children what their role models would do. Children feel freer to act when they look at problems through the eyes of originals. Ask them what they would like to improve at school or at home. Then ask them to find a real or fictional person they admire as an original and to think about what that person would do. 2. Connect good behaviour to good character. Many parents and teachers thank children for their helpful actions, but it's better to thank them for being helpful people. If you want a child to share a toy, don't ask, "Will you share?" Ask, "Will you be a sharer?" 3. Explain how bad behaviour can affect others. When children behave badly, make sure they understand how this harms other people. How do you think this made her feel? When children think about how they have hurt others, it can help them avoid that behaviour in the future. 4. Values are important. Encourage children to understand why your values are important to you and to develop their own values. 5. Create new niches for your children to explore. Younger children discover new niches when others have been taken by their older brothers and sisters. You can help any child find his or her own niche. One of my classroom favourites is to ask children to work on different parts of a project. For example, when writing about Eleanor Roosevelt's life, one student worked on her early life, one on her years as a teenager, and a third on her time in the women's movement. In this way, each child learned to value other children's strengths and had the space to consider their own ideas instead of being affected by groupthink. Penguin Readers. Originals. Adam Grant. Level 7. Retold by Nick Bullard. Series Editor Sorrel Pitts. Read by Roger May. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2019.